Tomorrow is the NFL draft, and for Browns fans, it's the equivalent of the Super Bowl. The team that went 0-16 last season has the first and fourth picks. WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, there's been a lot of speculation and rumors about who the Browns will select, but it's fairly safe to say it'll be a quarterback.
Fans are getting very nervous.
Because the Browns are notorious for not getting the draft right.
Right.
Flashback to Trent Richardson.
Yeah, number three pick. Trent Richardson, number three pick. Courtney Brown, the number two pick, a defensive end. How about instead of taking Ben Roethlisberger, star with the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, they took Kellen Winslow. Well, who's running this draft?
John Dorsey, the new general manager.
Right. But you know what happens when you come to the Browns? You inherit the sins of all your predecessors. So even though he had nothing to do with drafting Johnny Manziel, it's like, whoa, they drafted Johnny Manziel, and what happened to Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, well, he's out of the league.
Amanda, this is a team that hasn't had a quarterback forever. You're at the top of the draft. In other words, you look at all the quarterbacks. You don't have to wait and wonder what some other team will do. You pick the quarterback you like. In other words, my fate, if I'm John Dorsey, is totally in my hands with quarterbacks. But they have to take a quarterback at number one.
And there's four of them that are the top ones.
Mm-hmm.
You have Josh Rosen from UCLA. He's your favorite.
He's my favorite. It's funny. They always say, well, he's the best pure passer in the draft. But I'm like, I like that.
Okay.
It's some weird stuff. Like he comes from a family of some wealth, and he had a hot tub in his room at UCLA. Or he's kind of interested in politics and things like that. He's not just total blinders. So, yeah, forget him for that. Actually, the one thing that does bother me about Rosen is he had two concussions last year. But I'm telling you, Amanda, when I've looked at tapes at all four, and you say, which of these guys right now could play in an NFL game? It's Josh Rosen. So that's number one. Who else are we behind door number two?
Well, I've been seeing a lot of reports that the Browns are going to take Sam Darnold from USC.
Right. He's 6'2", 220. He's got a pretty good arm. Some people like him, think he could develop. He's only 20 years old. I'm skeptical. The turnovers bother me. 13 interceptions, 9 fumbles, 22 turnovers. We just watched that with DeShone Kizer. But he may be a guy they take. Door number three.
The other name I've been hearing a lot about is Josh Allen from Wyoming. We have Josh Rosen, Josh Allen.
Yes, Josh Allen, 230 pounds, 6'5". This is the guy you would put the physical stuff together. He looks like it. And he's got an extremely strong arm. He's not accurate. So I'm concerned about that. If you're saying, you know, I could wait a year or so and work with this kid, who is a really good guy and all that, I could see why the Browns might like him.
Then you have Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma.
Now, Mayfield is extremely accurate as a passer. That's why people like that. He has some charisma. Some people said Johnny Manziel Jr. are not quite ready to go that, but kind of colorful in this. So there you are. There's your four doors.
Okay, and we really don't know who they're going to pick.
They better pick one. But don't do what a couple fans suggested.
Which is what? Take two of them.
Yeah, how about that? Take one at number one and one at number four.
Well, because we can't have too many.
You can never have too many. Yeah, it's like we're afraid. It actually kind of falls into the Browns will mess it up. So let's increase the odds by taking two. Maybe one could play. Here's your problem with that. You know, who's their starting quarterback? Because they have one now.
It's going to be Tyrod Taylor, who the Browns acquired from Buffalo.
Right. Who's a solid average NFL quarterback. Took the Bills to the playoffs last year. So he's going to start. And then they have another veteran. Name is Drew Stanton. You don't bring two rookies into that whole situation. That could, as they call it, a toxic environment. No, the idea is to bring in one rookie to play behind Tyrod Taylor, who, in fact, the other quarterback, Drew Stanton, will mentor some. And they don't have to rush and play him.
So it all happens Thursday. We finally find out who the Browns will take with the number one pick.
Of course, I've been shocked and I've been flabbergasted so much I've learned how to spell the word because I've used it there. So maybe they won't take a quarterback at number one, and maybe I will be flabbergasted, but I don't think so. They'll take a quarterback.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about how the Indians are managing to win games without hitting.